Ghostly Talk. Broadcasting from the world famous Haunted Winery here in Warren, Michigan, this is Ghostly Talk on January 6th, 2007.
Ghostly Talk is independently produced every Sunday night from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time to converse about all things paranormal. For more info, go to www.ghostlytalk.com.
Busy night tonight. We started off the year in fine fashion.
And I'm excited about it.
Oh, man. The mighty Tim Yancey from Encounters Radio returns.
Yes.
The newly engaged Tim Yancey, I should say.
I can't wait.
FanFest West is here to launch the ORVP number 4.
It's been too long.
Very, very too long. And to finish tonight off, our friend and your friend, Mr. Sid Haig, is back on Ghostly Talk. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year to you, too.
I need to go someplace where a man can
I don't know what that was.
Creepy.
It was creepy.
Yes. First show of the year. 2008.
Yeehaw. I'm excited. Can you tell?
No, I can't.
Oh, my God. What do you want me to do to show my excitement?
I think you need to get closer to that microphone.
And lick it.
Yeah, lick
there
it.
You
that's
go.
Right. Nobody.
I knew that's what
no
we
one,
were waiting for.
No one except for a few select people will know how funny that really is unless you were, unless there was an actual webcam in the studio.
Which there is not, thank you.
I don't know if we're ever going to do that. We had that question last weekend.
I think
well,
it would be an
interesting I get that idea. A lot in the chat room.
I thought about doing, a couple of years ago, I thought about doing the Scott L. Cam and having, like, Scott L. Cam sessions.
Yeah.
Where I do stupid stuff. On the but I never got
strip teases and stuff.
Oh, that's when I got that webcam.
I paid for it.
Bonnie bought me that webcam a couple Christmases ago. I think it might have been one of my housewarming gifts. Actually, it's been longer than that.
I think it was.
Yeah, it was like the winter of 2004 or something.
Lord, it was.
That was
a long
time.
My
God,
long time.
Winter of 2004. Winter of 2008.
From those things.
Oh, actually, no. Your housewarming gift was your dustbuster.
And the microwave. So. You got me a few.
Oh my
things.
Gosh!
Yeah, she got me. She gave me. She's like, pick out like two or three things, whatever you want. Out. You know,
I wish I'd have given you a pillowcase set or something.
No,
wow!
This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
I'm Doug,
and I'm Bonnie.
Very as we said before, very busy night tonight. Unfortunately, Todd Sheets, who we're supposed to have on at 6:30 tonight, he is stuck in Florida somewhere. The poor guy.
Oh,
he's
must
trying to
be
get
heck.
Home. Oh, yeah. Well, he's trying to get home, though.
To be stuck in Florida.
Our friend Todd.
To be like, oh, I can't possibly get out of Hawaii.
No, I'm sorry, guys. I just have to stay here in this warmth and beauty.
What a bummer.
Yeah, darn. Oh, I hate everything. No, he's kind of he's stuck in flight as we speak right now. So,
wow.
Poor Todd. He ain't going to be able to make it tonight. We're going to have him back on sometime down the road, though.
Excellent.
Really good friend of ours. Been doing a lot of work with Night Watch.
The Night Watchers group, that's the travel...
Yeah, well, that's the group they're doing, yeah.
I've heard more and more people at conferences come up to me and say, you know, have you ever been to this place or that place or the other place? I've been there with the Night Watchers. And I'm like, okay, it's sounding kind of cultish, but...
No, it's cool.
Every single person has been this program that Todd put together totally rocks.
Yeah, it's really great.
And I'm jealous, and I'm gonna have to try and get on a Night Watcher event eventually.
We're working on it. Nightwatchers.info is the website you can go to. And all the things they're going to, all the places they're going to check out are on there. Prices, all that fun stuff. And his prices are dirt cheap, too. I don't know how he does this. It's crazy. But we're going to probably be doing something with them hopefully a couple times this year.
That would be awesome.
Speaking of traveling, if you haven't been to it yet on the Ghostly Talk site, the new page for our appearances for 2008.
I have already referred to it.
Yeah.
So have I, actually. That's crazy.
Still filling the
Where's
holes
our Google calendar, anyway? That's a shared Google calendar.
Do we have one of those?
I don't know if we're going to need one. You know.
We should put that together, actually.
I think that's a good idea.
Because I know we do a lot of our communicating on there now as far as all the docs and whatnot. And all of our information's up there now.
I saw you in the schedule one day when I was in there, and I'm like, oh. It's like 3 a.m. and Scott's in the schedule. I don't get it. But you're fine.
Okay. Oh, yeah. You just want to go in and change everything just slightly.
I'm going to move everything.
Just watch me.
The next cell over. Yeah. It'll be great.
Why is there a white space in this schedule? What's going on here? I love using that thing, though. We kind of started using Google, like the Google stuff. Or whatever you want to call it.
Google Apps, that one is.
Well, it's Google Docs.
You know, that's it, Google Docs. And speaking
of... You turned me on to that like a year ago.
Yeah, and speaking of totally selling out to the man.
Yeah, no kidding.
You remember, what was it, two years ago?
That's what we're doing.
2 years ago, I was like, oh my gosh, MySpace is evil because it's...
We've been through this a thousand times.
Google is evil because it's the hugest company and blah, blah, blah. And here I am using all their stuff. What can I do?
I'm
stuck.
It works good. I don't know what to say. You know,
I am such a hypocrite.
I don't know what to say. It's good. It works really good for what we're doing. We can share our stuff. Oh yeah, it does pop up like that. Somebody else is in your doc right now.
Yes, and it tells you.
I've done it to myself before. I'll log into my laptop on there, and then I'll log into my home PC on there. It'll be like,
oh my gosh,
I know that guy. What's he doing on there? What's up? But no, that's it's a great little system. But no, again, in regards to Todd, he'll be on sometime down the road. Hopefully soon we'll get him on here and talk, because we haven't talked to Todd in a long time on the show here, and we'll be looking forward to that. Nightwatchers.info. I need to also announce, too, that my sister.
Yes. This is true.
This is tough. Erica L. has officially, we helped her do it this weekend, she's officially moved out of the nest.
Yes, she has flown the coop.
And Mama L. is...
She's a wreck.
Not taking it well.
She is not taking it well. Mm. Well, of course she wouldn't. That's her last, you know, her last child
in
the house. And, she was kind of a wreck yesterday all day when we were moving stuff back and forth. But nice place Erica has. I think it's going to be interesting to see how she does out there in the real world. I think she's going to do very well, though.
I do, too.
She's a smart kid. And she's my sister. You know, I mean, I can't say she's a dumb. She's an idiot.
Smart gal, and I love her. That's all you need to know.
She's going to do very well. But she's got a nice place. It's really
that
cool.
That is the highest of character.
I know, because I don't give that up freely.
Well, she comes from good stock.
Yes, she does.
She got the scholarship from me.
Yes, your mom and dad are... Great stuff.
Yeah, well, she got the scholarship for me. I went through all the crap. I had to break those two people in over there at that house.
Yeah.
So she got all the easy stuff. I'm like, okay, this is how you handle these two, all right? This is what you do, and that way you don't get screamed at.
Yeah.
So she got the scholarship, so hopefully she'll do very well. But yeah, it's I didn't think this day would ever come. I was hoping this day would never come, but she's out on her own now. Erica L. is officially out there.
We all got to grow up and be adults sometime.
Yeah, yeah. What is this thing going on here? What's this all about?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Well, I just see, like, this gaze across the broadcast table.
The look of terror in my eyes?
Well, the gaze from her and the look of terror in your eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
That sounds like a conversation for after the show. We'll figure that one out. You know, we were talking about Whispers of State a lot last weekend. And got a lot of cool responses to the stuff we put up on the site for people to check out.
Yeah.
Really interesting stuff. Now, do we want to get into this right now?
There's
probably some stuff you want to talk about.
There's actually first something that I want to talk about.
Yeah, go for
it. Pretty quick.
No, take time.
First, an announcement. We've got new software for the chat room.
Yeah, we had Jeff and I sat down. Jeff, thank you to Jeff from OmniSound, actually.
Oh, definitely.
What was that sound?
Sounded like a phone.
Oh.
Is that your phone?
Yeah.
Dude!
I brought this one instead today.
Doug, and what have you been doing every Sunday night for the past 6 years?
But this one makes totally different noises. I didn't know.
It sounded like the Simpsons intro or something for a second there. I was ready to hear
it. You know what it did? It rebooted. Because it's Windows Mobile.
So it reboots like every 2 minutes?
Yeah, so I better put it on silent.
It's crap, it should be disabled.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Well, it's all right, because you see my phone right now, Doug? Uh-huh. It's still on, too, so I should... thank you for the reminder.
My phone is in the other room. Apparently, I'm the only one that knows what we're doing in here.
This is now on silent.
What were we saying? I totally forgot now.
Chat room software. If you go to www.ghostlytalk.com, mm-hmm. there is a link that takes you to
chat room.
Live chat room during,
during the
show.
Live shows, of course.
Right, which is Sundays from 6 till 9 Eastern time. Mm-hmm. You can get in the chat room, and Bonnie's in there all the time chatting away.
Oh, yes, and yes. I love my chat buddies.
Yeah,
yes.
Again, thanks to Jeff from OmniSound. He put a lot of time in that right over the Christmas holiday, actually, too. I'm like, you know, it's Christmas, so don't kill it. No, I don't care. I'll do it. No problem. So he actually went through and redid all the software. It's all updated, all brand new, latest and greatest. So enjoy that.
So we're very really excited. Give it a good workout. And somebody emailed me specifically about our beloved Bonnie.
Okay, what's that?
And I want her to read, if she could, the email.
Okay, this was to Doug, so I'm going to read it just as it's written.
Boy, I like this, like, planning thing you guys
it's
got going here.
It's apparently from Benji. It says, so I just started listening to the show via podcasting,
right.
And I am enjoying it. However, I am curious, why is it that you, meaning Doug, and Scott talk more than Bonnie, and why she doesn't have a bio on the website? I like her voice.
Oh, boy. Well, okay, you know, that's is that the whole email?
That's it.
All right, I'll tell you what, there's a good answer to that question, too. We talked about this last week for a few minutes. Well, as far as the show is concerned, I guess it's just kind of like Doug and I, we've always kind of handled the majority of the talking duties on here. Bonnie, talk some more. Talk right now.
Okay, I'll talk right now. What do you want me to say?
Okay, that's
hi,
good.
Benji. How you doing?
Hi, Benji. Now, what we're doing right now also, and I don't want to sound too corporate, but we're in the middle of a big refresh now of the show.
Yes.
And one of those things included is we're going to be doing, we'll just let the cat out of the bag. I don't care. We're going to be doing new bio pictures and stuff for anybody that really cares about that. Bonnie's going to be part of those. Mm-hmm. She is, you know, Bonnie's been hammering it out here with us for about a year now.
Yeah.
And I know Bonnie was on me.
It's been almost 2 years.
It's been almost 2 years?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
My God, where did the time go?
It literally, I think in June or something will be 2 years.
Well,
feels like forever.
So Bonnie's been hammering it out here for about 15 years with us now.
That's just what we always wanted to hear.
And part of that, Bonnie's going to be part of the new promo pictures.
Yeah.
That will include, I think, that's a good suggestion, too, to get her a bio up on the bio page on the website, too. That's something, believe me, that's something that's been on my mind, too, Bonnie. 2007.
I didn't write the email.
Well, no. It's, I'm just saying. I'm just telling you.
It's got multiple lines on spreadsheets somewhere.
I don't like that bio. We'll have another one.
I wrote you a bio once. You want to put that one up?
No, I don't.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Are you sure?
I'm absolutely positive.
Beneath that exterior.
2007, we were supposed to have promo shots done for 2007, but we just...
It's more rusty
a lot of crap
iron.
Happened.
I don't know. What did I say?
Let it go, Doug.
So that's good question. Thank you for the email, Benji. Benji.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that a dog?
No, this is a listener.
I know, but it's a dog.
As a matter of fact, when I was a kid, I went, oh my gosh, I shouldn't admit this. Yes, I saw Benji at the movies in
so
the theater.
So did I, yeah.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah, when I was a kid, too. And maybe like Benji Part 47, because if you saw the first one,
I'm
not going to take a stab at you.
I saw the very first one in the movies at the theater.
It was like a silent movie?
Actually, it was just a guy who held up like picture cards. And
yeah,
just told the story. Yeah, it was really awesome.
Some like German avant-garde film, like that old German expressionist movement.
Pretty much. and that is about a dog who I think it was. Didn't they move and they forgot the dog or something?
When he found his way.
So
that was Lassie, I thought. Wait a minute.
No, Lassie rescues everybody all the time.
Okay.
Lassie, the amazing talking dog.
Yes.
Lassie talked.
No, but you know Timmy always talked to Lassie as if he talks.
Yes. That
What's
is
that
true.
Boy?
It's because Timmy
Someone's
was dropping acid.
Well?
That's why he could hear the dog, but nobody else could.
Apparently. I don't know. It was some good stuff then.
So thank you, Ben.
Thank you. Thanks for that email. That's really cool. And that's something, Bonnie has always had a very productive role in the show. She will have for as long as she wants to, and we were going to get her involved.
I'll
and everything.
Always be here haunting you people until the day I die.
Very nice.
And then
very
afterwards. Nice.
That's what I wanted to hear.
So this is a job that never ends.
Yes.
That's the good part about working on this job. It's permanent employment.
This hobby goes...
We'll have a job till the day we die, and then here
and
after.
And even after that.
I will. That is in my to-do list for the afterlife. I will be haunting everyone that remains.
Yeah.
Excellent.
What's next on your list, Doug?
That's I think, my whole list.
Well, we got like another 45.
Usually I come in with like notes and everything like that, but this one...
I've been depending on you for that.
I brought Metro Paranormal Inc.'s new... Or Metro Paranormal Investigation's new email address for you guys.
Okay.
That I brought. And then I wrote, Benji wants to know why Bonnie doesn't talk much.
And that's it. That's all right.
The truth of the matter is, they let me talk every now and then and then gag me until I have something else.
Yeah, we have a big, big hairy guy behind her at all times.
It's a good thing I didn't editorialize after that. So, and then on the bottom of that page is something that I was looking up for Bonnie. So,
well, you can read that if you want.
Nah,
what were you looking up for me?
Oh, here, you can read it. It's for you. We're passing notes in the studio.
You just got me so flustered that you made me close the chat room.
Oh, nice.
Oh, my God.
Well, she'll be back in there soon, guys.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Whispers.
I am always... up to talk about. Oh, you know what?
Hmm.
First, there is one other thing. I did get an email from someone who had just heard that October 9th. October 9th is no longer the night kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I emailed her back.
That was a show with Brian Jones.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I emailed her back and I said that. What's exciting about this? I didn't say
what
this.
What did she
what's
say?
What's exciting about this? She was very freaked out. She said,
I saw that one. I know what you're talking about.
Okay,
that email.
And she said that it actually sent shivers up and down her spine. I mean, physical. She had a physical reaction. And what's really interesting about things like podcasts and especially like Ghostly Talk, where we keep our podcasts, every single show we've ever done, except for the original 13,
mm-hmm.
are up on the internet.
Well, they're on our site.
On our website. Mm-hmm. You go to ghostlytalk.com, and they're in the archive shows, or mm-hmm. whatever they call it. And, mm-hmm.
every and I can be bribed for the original 13.
Yeah, I have them, too, but I'm not letting them go.
I have them, but I've never made a copy for anyone but Bonnie, and I'm beginning to regret that. Have you listened to them, Bonnie?
Oh, yes, I have.
Oh, God.
Oh, they're hilarious.
It's a train wreck of gothic proportions, but I love it.
They were hilarious. They really were back then, but they were also really, really exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
We had a ball doing those things, and, you know, it's kind of what we've come to today, which isn't really much different than what we were doing back then. I guess we're a little bit better at what we do now.
It's still got the excitement level, of course, and our hearts, of course, are in it, and we're very totally 100%, even though we do have a lot of fun, we are dedicated to the paranormal, and mm-hmm. I think we prove that pretty much 3 hours a week,
yeah,
every week.
Every week. Mm-hmm.
And I think that the original 13 need to stay off the internet. Bonnie. And anyway, so
it'll cost you.
The thing about the our show, all of the archives are up on mm-hmm. the internet for completely free, available to download. You don't have to be a member of the site. You don't have to tell us who you are. We don't look at our logs anymore. We calculated every now and then how many people download the show, and that's all we get.
We don't really pay. We have
47,000 people from Japan, or what? We don't care. We're just like, all right, what's the overall total? And the
are you on Ghostly Talk?
Wow!
Yeah, I'm going to hell for that one. I'm going to hell for that one.
How much Ghostly Talk swag have you sent to Japan? That's my question.
It would cost more than the actual shirt to probably send it there. I haven't calculated.
We'll hire a dolphin to drive.
I never calculated the Orient for our shipping cost.
Oh, thank
you. That
could
be scary. I don't know, man.
And sorry about that. Was I kicking you?
No, you weren't kicking me.
Oh.
Can I?
So podcasts. One of the really cool things about podcasts is that you can download them later, or shows like ours. We mm-hmm. we archive them. We put them on the internet completely for free, and you can download them later. And then because it's open content,
yeah.
Use them in your own work, share them with others, blast them in the car, you give away the CDs.
It
doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the absolutely most interesting things to me about the internet and podcasting, and even before podcasting it was called internet radio.
Yeah.
So
there still is internet radio shows out there, but I don't think you can do one now without having an RSS link onto your stuff, too, now.
Almost have to do it now.
It's just part of what you do now.
So what happens is somebody runs across our website and downloads some shows, and evidently, if you pick the right ones, especially like that October 9th one, it's interesting.
It gets under your skin.
And I really, really like that. I like the feeling. I like the fact that she emailed. Thank you if you're listening for the email. And I have to say, I did email back. I have been emailing people back. I guess every January.
Well, I saw that. I'm like, whoa, a response from Doug.
I guess every January I start.
Well, you try to turn a new leaf every year. And by February,
February, it goes away. So if you're going to ever email me, do so in late December, early January. but the thing is, it just really restores my faith in the podcasting mechanism and the independent media, the independence of the whole thing. I just absolutely find that fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is I did email her back, and I did say that is still completely inexplicable to me what happened and where that voice came from.
Yeah.
And I was wondering your thoughts, because it's been several months. I mean, November, December, you know, what do you think?
About what, that particular show?
Yeah.
It's still something anomalous to me. I'll never be able to explain what happened that night.
Was that October or September?
That was a year ago, man.
It was a year. So it's been a year and some months.
It was a year and some, you know, a year and two or three months.
Yeah, that's right, because we just talked about it with the ITC folks.
Yeah.
And what does it do for you? Like, what have you learned? What have you thought about? What does it... I mean, we have this experience. We shared this experience. Were you in the studio, Bonnie?
She wasn't there.
I wasn't.
She wasn't here for that show.
Oh, that's because it was a special show.
It was
show.
Just us. That's when we with the old studio outside the door.
What was your... yes. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I was here for the old studio, but that was a special show.
That was a special show on like a Tuesday or something.
It was a Monday night. It was a Monday night.
It was an odd night.
Monday, October 9th.
What has that done for you? What has that made you think about?
As far as that show is concerned, well, like I always tell people who are like, well, so are you a believer or are you not a believer? Or are you a skeptic? I always have questions. I have questions about Whispers, for example, still, right? After all the crazy stuff that we heard and felt there and whatnot a few weeks ago. And the same thing goes for that show, too. I'm always going to ask questions. But I know for a fact that back after that happened, we spent a lot of hours going through the system, going through everything. I mean, looking at every wire we have, trying to figure out where that sound came from. And it's never come back. You know, never come back.
Even though we've had Brian on the show, we've had ITC researchers and things like that.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. What it tells me, and you're saying, you know, what I took from it, is that, there are some weird stuff. There still is some weird things going on here, and there is stuff to investigate still. It's stuff to think about. Some people just, after a while, I think they just shut down and say, you know what, I've done enough of this crap. I don't have the proof I need to keep going on with this venture. But those little things, and I stress little things, because they're not like something materializing in front of us here in this studio and saying, hello, I'm a ghost, and I'm finally here to talk to you guys, you know, so quit all your trying to figure out, I'm going to tell you how it's done. That most likely will never happen to us ever in our lives. But it's these little things, and that's what they are. They're little things that you are paying attention to. You know, that's one thing.
Well, that was hard not to pay attention to.
Well, yeah, but
it was in our headphones.
Being in this field and doing this stuff, it's about details, I think. It's about having a good sense of detail and being in tune to these details. And with that situation aside, because these all apply to each other, you are listening for these finite details in the, you know, in sound, or you're looking at them in pictures and things like that. And some people after a while, they just go, oh, you know, I've been doing this enough. I've never, you know, gotten any results from anything like that, and they walk away. It takes, there's times where I know I have, we've discussed this in the past, where I go, you know what, dude, I'm just getting fed up with this. I've had enough of it. And it's always funny, because it seems like when I start, you're really going, ah, man, I'm tired of this stuff, you know. Something really cool happens. Something really cool happens. And I go, wow, this is why I'm here, is to experience these things. I am here to experience these things. I'm not trying to put anything in the Inquirer. I'm not trying to... I don't want to turn...
Get your own TV show? I'll say it for you.
I don't want to slant. I don't want to turn it to that direction. But, no, it's, and that's what it's about, really. You know, for... I mean, and I'm not trying to pull off of that particular show, but, you know, Whispers here. I mean, we experienced something. I don't know where it
right.
is yet. We right. don't know. We're going to go back there again and check it out some more.
Do you think the October 9th thing was paranormal, or is it up in the air?
Wow, you're really grilling me now. This is gonna be, I'm getting quoted on this, aren't I?
I'm feeling like a.
Well, you're feeling like you're really recorded for life.
This is Larry.
I was just gonna say, Larry, Mr. King. I'm yeah. sorry.
If I don't see tears, it's not working.
Yeah.
So, come on, give it up.
Well, you know what? It felt paranormal. It felt paranormal because I never get feelings yeah. like that run down my back.
Right.
When I heard that voice come through the line, I mean, we've discussed this 1,000 times. It just
yeah.
something went. I felt something just go over my, not just my back, my whole body.
Right.
Like, whoa, what? I mean, I don't know if that was just my nerves or my adrenaline pumping up or something like that. It could very well be, but it was something, a feeling very foreign to me. I never have felt. And I'm not saying that I was like possessed or anything like that either, but. The voice that came through and then the emotions and the feelings we had after that was just like, whoa, dude. So, I mean, I think, I'm going to go with it. It was a paranormal experience we had. I mean, fortunately, it was on the air, too. That was really cool. Because I don't think you get – I think it's something that if you do this – if you're in this field for a while, you may not develop a sixth sense of stuff. I mean, some people, I guess, have the sixth sense or the gift or whatever you want to call it. But I think if something really anomalous is in the area or in the environment, you – feel it, because that's what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're tuning in into, so you're going to find that, and it's going to give you a feeling like that, maybe. And maybe that's the feeling that I got that. I'm just talking from my point of view, what I felt that night, which was very anomalous to me. The sound was incredible. We played it 1,000 times on this show over yeah. and over again. It was the same feeling I got, though, while we didn't hear it, but and that's maybe why it may not be paranormal, is that, you know, we heard one, you know, years ago now, when we were coming back from Indiana, and Scott sent us those recordings.
Oh, wow.
That just sent, just like, what? What?
The what? Girl.
Yeah.
At Nancy Collins.
Exactly. So, you know.
And then the guy agreeing us about the quarters. And
yeah, yeah. And it's those shows, you know, and things like that that happen to us as researchers and broadcasters that keep this thing going, I think, a lot of it.
Yeah.
Is this idea that, you know, there is something going on out there that we're trying to explain. We very well may never be able to explain it in our lifetimes. But what do I always say about that is, you know, it's the adventure is what the fun is, too. I mean, the adventure's always been there for us. And that's what really it's about to me, too, is going out there and kind of getting out there as opposed to sitting on a TV or on the couch watching TV all the time after work. You know, we go out and do these things. We're working on this show or whatever it may be. We're doing our part to, and I quote you, Doug, add to the greater body of evidence in the paranormal community.
The adventure is there unless it's moderately scary, then Bonnie goes first.
Yeah.
Or we can stick Gowan in the room with a light on.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
For hours on end.
And on that note, we have to go to break.
I wanted to ask you more deep
We got another half an hour
all right,
for this to talk.
Cool.
So, well, yeah, let's take a break here. I do want to talk about Whispers, though. We have some more audio.
Okay, and then coming up after that, The Meaning of Life.
Yeah.
And then shortly after that, we're going to
The Key to the Universe.
The Key to the Universe, yes.
And then we're going to figure out how the Egyptians really built the pyramids.
And then we're going to find the key to unlock my cold black heart.
That's going to be a tough one. That could take an hour.
Let's argue about this over the break.
For more information, visit GhostlyTalk.com.
Hey, Scott O. I just want to thank you for this sweet Ghostly Talk t-shirt, man. When I put it on, women just start coming at me from all directions.
Well, no problem, dude.
Oh, yeah, and check this out. I had this rash in my chest for like 3 months, right? The first time I wore this Ghostly Talk t-shirt for the day, I took it off before bed and the rash was gone.
Really?
Yeah, dude. I also worked at a job interview I had last week, and not only did I get the job, but the boss liked it so much, he made me his partner.
Huh?
Yeah, and I'm now a millionaire because of your Ghostly Talk t-shirts.
Well, you know, we not only have new t-shirts for 2007, but Ghostly Talk also has a brand new line of bumper stickers and 1 1/4-inch buttons.
You're kidding!
No, sir. You can check them out and also find out how to order them at ghostlytalk.com.
I must go and order all of them now!
Whoa, hold on. Save some for the rest of the listeners. As you can see, Ghostly Talk swag is going fast, so head on over to ghostlytalk.com and check it out. T-shirts, bumper stickers, and 1 1/4-inch buttons, all for a very cheap price. Order yours today.
There's no flowing gown. There's no crystal ball. There's just me, Christy, psychic medium. I've been a spirit medium since the tender age of 3, and I'm dedicated and passionate about my work. I perform all my readings with honesty, integrity, and the other side has a sense of humor, so I use that too. Let me help clear the cobwebs of confusion in your life. At some point in everyone's life, direction is needed, and I'm here as a friend and as a counselor to help give you insight. I do instant message readings, email readings, phone readings, and if you're in the Michigan area, I do in-person readings. Visit my website at www.tangledwishes.com.
This is an EVP. This is an EVP. These were recorded by the Long Island Ghost Hunting Team. Light. To hear more, come listen to Light Paranormal Radio. Go to lightparanormal.com and subscribe to us in iTunes.
No, I heard a woman's voice.
You heard a woman's voice?
Yeah.
What is that?
Sounds like hello.
Michelle would like to be added as a friend of mine on MySpace. I bet.
You're actually checking that during the show.
Updates with Doug's Satan's website account.
I'm reading my Gmail on my little Motorola Q, and I don't know. Maybe she's into the paranormal, but most likely she, what? Probably has her.
Maybe she's more out of her clothes than she is into the paranormal.
Is she that hot? Pretty. Can you see a picture on there?
No. I just see that a friend request happened.
How do you know she's a stripper? I can check it right now.
Check it and see if she's really into the paranormal or not.
She's a stripper or anything if you can't see a picture of her?
Right.
It's always been that thing on there, that goofy website where if I see a picture of some girl, I'm like, that girl's way too hot if you want to add me. I always just blow it away.
Most of them are in their undergarments.
Well, yeah, which, in and of itself is okay, but, I don't want to get no
one
virus
of them,
or spam or whatever you call it.
One of them, was it last night?
Yeah.
All right, I'm coming over.
No, I'm laughing about what you said last night in chat.
Yeah, she has a unique talent.
Oh, really?
It's not overly paranormal, but evidently...
Interesting nonetheless, though.
Yeah, evidently she sits mostly on her face.
Okay.
And what you would talk to, at eye level, if you're sitting normally, is her derriere.
Okay.
That's how she sits, evidently. And I thought, so I added her.
That's a hell of an occupation.
Yeah, I know. I thought that was...
Michelle wants you to check out her naked pictures.
Oh, really?
Check it out. Go over there.
You approve her? Good.
Did you click on the naked pictures, too? Just destroy that laptop?
I usually do mark it as spam, but...
So you're a very good internet citizen by doing that.
Mark it as spam.
The exploitation starts also February 9th for people that live locally.
Yes.
Around here, MFPS.
I'm so excited about
this. My old band, MFPS, is going to be doing another show. It's become like a yearly thing now, apparently. We're going to do... But Rabbit, we mentioned
the last reunion show every year.
Yeah, whatever. Worse than Kiss. But... Rabbit, as I mentioned this a while back, Rabbit from our old band, he was in Florida, working in Florida, and he got into a really bad car wreck. And actually, he flew out of his Jeep and landed on his head. I mean, that just to tell you how bad it was.
Yeah.
And he's alive. He's alive. He's doing really well. But unfortunately, the guy had no medical insurance, so we're trying to help the guy out the best we can. So people who are here local in Michigan within a certain driving distance, February 9th, which is a Saturday night, Pub 1281 in Mount Clemens, Michigan. It's a nice small club, nice intimate club that we're going to just pack all up. We're going to pack stacks of speakers in and just try to blow the roof off the place. Play every song we ever played with back in that band back then. And it's all the money we're going to make that night's going to go to help Rabbit out. He needs new hearing aids.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to help because he's as we all know, he's part deaf, right? Mm-hmm. So he needs new hearing aids now. because they were wrecked in the accident. So that's what we're going to be trying to help the guy out with this. So I'm going to keep mentioning it. Check out whatever. I think we got some stupid MySpace page.
And everybody needs to be there. That's all I'm going to say.
The last time I was in Pub 1281 was for Hobbs Device and MFPS.
That was a long time ago.
That was a lot of fun, too.
That was a really interesting night.
We always like playing that club. It's a nice small club, and the sound is really good in there because it's a smaller place. And
wasn't it also Erica L?
It was Erica's birthday.
21st birthday.
Yeah, it was her 21st birthday.
It was her 21st birthday.
It was Bonnie's birthday also that night, too. We celebrated all kinds of stuff.
It was actually on Devil's Night.
And it was on Devil's Night.
Yeah. That was years ago. That was like 2004. Yeah, it was October of 2004.
I have pictures.
A long time ago. So, yeah, check that out. February 9th, 2008, Pub 1281. We're going to be there playing. I might throw a Ghostly Talk banner up. Why not? We'll probably maybe throw it up behind us. Why not hang out?
That's awesome.
But it'd be good. I know we have a lot of friends here in Michigan. Come on out and hang out with us. It'd be really cool to see you guys and stuff like that. We'll talk more about that later, though. Did you want to grill me anymore?
No. I want to talk about
Come on, that was fun.
I know. Well, I'm sure that there'll be another guest who eventually, and then I'll just grill you on the meanings of life and stuff.
Amber, the illustrious Amber.
Yes.
My better half called me this week before she came out and said, I finally got a chance to go through my audio from Whispers. Now, as you people know who listened to the show last week, we were slamming our heads against the wall because we explained that all these sounds that we were hearing, whether they were like voices or sounds that just seemed to be coming from nowhere, or physical sounds of rapping on walking on the floor above us and all this stuff. It was really loud to our ears, right? But at the same time, when we played the recordings last week, which you can download from last week's show, it's up there as an attachment also that you can download from last week's archive. They're in the 2007 archives, now we're in 2008, so you have to go to the previous year now. See how that
works?
Yes,
that's
amazing,
true.
So you can download that in a zip file, and it's got all the stuff we played last week on there. So Amber calls me up, and she's like, hey, I finally got through my recorder, which she had her recorder on the lower level, on the first floor of the house with us. It was sitting there with us, right?
Excellent. So it should have heard what we heard.
Well, it did.
Excellent.
Which I was like, wow. And she was nice enough to go through all this stuff before she came out here. So she came out with a list of just times for us to go through, and I was able just to go through them and pop these out and have them ready for tonight's show. So I didn't label these really, but I'm just going to play these things and we can talk
okay.
about them if you want. We'll just play this first one here. And this is from our investigation at Whispers of State on the 27th of December. And these crazy sounds we're talking about, you'll be able to hear them better now.
Ring out the rosy, pocket full of posies, ashes, ashes, we all fall down.
I couldn't amplify this one because the singing was so loud, and I wanted to have all that in one clip. But you can hear, and I'm gonna pop it over to where it needs to be at again. We'll listen for that sound. All right. Much more easier for us to hear. It may be kind of hard to hear out in radio land, but there was something, some type of commotion came from upstairs.
Right.
And the recorder picked it up.
And that's,
we couldn't hear anything like that on the other stuff.
That's the particular sound that I attribute to Rachel that seems to be her signature sound. It's like a screaming commotion kind of thing, wind or so. It's just really a bizarre sound.
Yeah, and it wasn't a car.
No.
We were double checking all this stuff to make, because we made sure we could tell what the car was that was driving by.
Right, because I heard a car, I said car driving by and that kind of thing.
Let's move on to the next clip here. We can go back to these two if we have to, but let's just play this one.
Rachel, can you remember back to this day 95 years ago?
Yeah.
Very characteristic of your typical Scooby-Doo movie, I guess, or show or whatever movie.
Either that or
no. There are so many references to Scooby-Doo made about this trip.
Well, that sound was just like, ooh, I mean.
It was ooh. But I have to say that it also sounds like it could have been somebody's stomach if they, like, you know, did not digest.
Well, that sound,
but it was,
yeah, we heard
it,
that.
It came from upstairs. It was not somebody in the room.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was definitely coming from upstairs. And what kind of recorder does Amber have?
She has the same as I do. It's an Olympus VM. I'm sorry, 480 VM PC.
And where was your recorder?
Mine was upstairs.
So technically,
with the BC set plugged into it.
So yours had an external mic.
Yeah. Outside of the microphone, sitting on the dresser in the corner of Rachel's room. And Amber's was just downstairs on its own. She just clicked record and set it down and let it go. And this thing picked up better sounds than mine did upstairs.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Let's play it one more time.
Rachel, can you remember back to this day 95 years ago?
We don't know what that
on this
is.
Recording, it almost sounds like a pained cow. I'm sorry, but
it sounds weird. I mean, but it sounds to me, we were all kind of like, you know, I am the ghost of Christmas past, or whatever it might be.
Or
I mean, it sounds, I hate to say it, but it sounds very stereotypical.
Yeah. It's very Jerry from American Ghostbusters.
Oh, okay.
But this is, the thing is we're all sitting there. You have to picture this. We're all sitting there in the room.
Yeah.
And that sound came from upstairs. There was nobody upstairs.
Yeah.
It was creepy.
Yeah, and we all were just, like, taken aback by that.
Yeah.
This recording represents that a lot better, too. We can actually hear a lot more. And which is, again, frustrating for us because I know you are up there with probably about $1,000 worth of equipment sitting in the hallway waiting eagerly to record any sound. And we had to blow the... I mean, here, I have an example of that right here, I think, too. Well, you know what? We'll compare and contrast in a minute because we have a third clip here.
Okay.
But, again, I mean, I'll stress that again. You have this ridiculous condenser mic up there plugged into a laptop. I mean, it's crystal clear digital audio as you can get with this kind of stuff. And we were having to, like, just work the hell out of this audio last week to get... so we can hear something we know is there.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the third clip, and this is the real clincher.
Well, the only thing I did to the audio though was amplify.
We just amplified. That's all I'm saying. That's all I meant was just we were amplifying. We didn't do anything else to it.
Right.
And that's you know these clips.
We actually knew what we were looking for.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
But wow.
Not wishful looking either. I mean, we knew it was there.
We heard these things with our ears,
mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
We knew. Okay, we have to go in and find the footsteps. We're finding the foot. Find the footsteps. Mm. We have to find the, you know, the moaning. We have to find the, you know, we knew the men talking, which I don't seem to have on mine.
Mm-hmm. Here's the third one. This is the real kicker. This is the one that, again, I'll stress it again. I grabbed Doug's arm after I heard it. It was that crazy to me. Let's just give it a listen.
And you don't have to suffer anymore.
On the recording here, you on the very end, you hear yourself and Jared say, that was a laugh. I think what it sounded like when we were sitting there, it sounded much, this is a tinny recording, obviously, a digital recording of this, but you guys got the impression that it was a laugh. I know right off the bat, I got an impression that it was somebody walking up there or something walking up there. I don't know what it was, because it sounded much deeper and thicker, I think. And I could actually feel the vibrations,
It's
too.
Extremely loud on this recording.
It's really loud on this recording, I know. You can hear it perfectly.
But that's not what I thought I heard. It didn't sound like that to me, to my ears. It sounded more like on my recording, but my recording is very, very, very faint.
To well, me, here's the thumping. It sounded like knocking.
Here's the thumping.
So it sounded like this.
Yes.
Okay.
That's how I perceived it. For sure, I thought it was something making contact with the floor.
Well, that's somehow what it sounds like in the recording.
Here's your recording. Oh, great. I blew it away.
Okay.
Sorry, never mind. Scratch that idea.
That was my recording. Yeah.
No, we'll just play again. We have the recording up on the site. You can compare them if you want. The one from Doug's recorder. Of course, I blew it away because I have to keep everything tight and clean on this machine at all times. Yeah. And it always comes back and bites me on the derriere in the long run. But let's just play this one again. We'll just play the one from Amber's recorder again.
And you don't have to suffer anymore.
And that's, again, that was the impression you guys got.
But. No, I think that there must be something after the knocking and before, or the footsteps. We're calling that recorder or that recording footsteps because it sounded like footsteps.
Yeah.
Running across the floor. Mm. But after that, I swear I thought I heard, you know, that kind of...
I know what you're talking about.
And it's not in this recording. So I'm going to have to go back to my recording tonight or tomorrow or sometime and listen between the footsteps and where we start talking, where Jarrett and I start talking. So I'm going to have to listen in between there and see if I get a male voice doing some kind of laugh or something like that. But it was a slow, like, evil laugh. Like, you know, that kind of thing, from what I remember.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to have to check out my recording. Now, my recorder was upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And that rapping sound, I don't know how it's going to sound, though. No, that doesn't do
no.
it. But you get it, the knock, 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 somebody running across the floor.
Something like that, yeah.
On my recording from last week that we heard it, didn't it sound more like more muffled and hushed and more like a woo?
Well, actually, what I'm doing as we speak right now...
Are you going to download it?
I want to pull it off real quick. I have it on the other computer, but why not just take it from here real quick? We'll listen to it.
It is more of a very subtle thumping on your recording. You can pick it out if you know what you're listening for. But again, having spent a lot of time in houses with hardwood floors on the upstairs...
I'll be back in a second.
Okay. It sounds 20 times louder when someone walks on the hardwood floors if you're downstairs than it does if you're on that actual floor.
Okay. So I think what we may need to do then is get a... Because I know that Sean brought his condenser mic.
Right.
Was he recording at that time? Because I know he recorded part and then he didn't record part or something like that. Do you think he was recording at that time?
I think during every session we had, he was recording. I think his may have been upstairs for that. I don't think it was downstairs.
Because I think we have to have a condenser mic upstairs, obviously, but we have to have a condenser mic downstairs.
Because...
it was going to take too long to download the file from the site. I have the file now.
I think after the first session, he got annoyed with the sound his computer was making, so he took it upstairs.
Yeah, Sean,
because it does the fan and the hard drive and stuff, which you hear on my very first recording, from the first time I went to Whispers, you hear the fan kicking up or, you know, spinning up or spinning down and that kind of thing.
Well, here's yours.
Okay.
Check this one out.
And you don't have to suffer anymore.
And you hear what it's really great to have the recorders where we had them at for this thing. Because even though it sounds much lower in the mix, but you hear the stuff.
You feel the percussion.
Well, yeah, in the headphones here, yeah. But with Amber's recording, for example, you hear all the popping and clicking and stuff. We can't explain that either.
Well, you know, the popping and clicking and stuff, and it does sound on my recording like somebody threw something down on the ground.
You can hear it, but you're getting it from a different perspective there.
Yeah.
It's cool.
I wonder what it would sound like if we took, like, Audacity and we put Amber's clip and then under it on another
just
track.
Just step together
clip,
and see what happens.
And then see what they sound like and try and line them up.
We can line them up real easy. That's not hard to do.
That would be an interesting experiment to see what it sounds like, because that would be an upstairs recording and a downstairs recording. But you know what? I maintain condenser microphone upstairs, condenser microphone downstairs the entire time.
Next time we go there, that's a good idea. I think we should definitely.
And I don't care if we have to take the Sean's laptop or whatever and put it behind the couch or have someone sit on it, someone with a big derriere.
That'd be me.
Or we can invite Dr. Dawn.
Ooh.
There we go.
She does have a big
derriere.
Yes.
And so I'm thinking if we we could put the laptop behind the couch or whatever. We could do something with it so that the spin ups and spin downs won't be on the recording.
Yeah. Just get a longer cable.
I think we need three condenser
longer mic. Cable off the condenser mic.
Well, that's
laptop.
It. I've got a
that's
really long cable
for
what is now my
Snowball.
USB the Snowball. Yeah. I also have a really long cable for the Samson.
Oh, really?
I just haven't given it to Sean because I am an idiot. I am.
I cannot argue with that.
Right, thank you.
Well, that was some more stuff, though, and thanks to Amber for taking the time out on her recordings to go and find those for us, because it's a really great...
Thank you, Amber.
And this is what we were screaming about last week. We couldn't get anything. We didn't hear anything. Well, she was downstairs. Ironically enough, I mean, that's the crux of it right here, is that we have recording devices, high-end recording devices up there to pick this stuff up, and it's not. But Amber is down there with her $40 recorder.
You guys.
I have to jump in with something here real quick that's totally unrelated to Whispers, but it is related to something we have talked about. I can't speak, whatever. We have, Scott Kay is probably one of our greatest listeners. He told me to tell you that he is snail mailing you a check for $100 for the hearing aid fund.
Oh, no, he doesn't need to do that.
He said he's doing it.
I'll talk with him after the show. He don't need to do that.
He said he's doing it, so you take it up with him.
All right, well, you know what? Regardless of the fact, thank you, Scott. Scott's been very good to us in the past, and
I wonder if Scott would go to Whispers with us one time.
We should bring him.
He will.
He is good luck, by the way, too.
I'll pick him up and drag him there if I have to.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you so much. That's
thank
such
you,
a nice
Scott.
Thing to do. I don't even know what to say.
And that's why we love you, Scott.
go to break, and we'll cheer up after the... After
I pee.
Everybody, independent music.
I got to go so bad.
Independent music
go,
on
man.
Our break. Enjoy it.
We'll be right back after I go to the bathroom.